Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the movie Mission Impossible 1 minute at a time. I'm Chris.
I'm Jonathan.
And I'm Nathan.
Welcome back. It's another day. We're on minute 27, and with us is Nathan Renly from the Goofy Minute. Ugh, I messed it up, Nathan. It's the Goofy Movie Minute. That's hard to say. And the Calvin and Hobbes cast. Welcome again.
Thanks. Good to be back. I was glad I was able to make it all the way back to wherever it is you are.
Well, I'm in Chicago and he's in Houston.
Yeah, great to be in Chicago and Houston both at the same time.
Yeah, isn't it? And great to be wherever you are.
I'm in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Oh, I like Fort Collins. It's awesome there.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
This minute begins, minute 27 begins with Ethan yelling at Kittredge. And ends with Ethan walking out to a restaurant named Aquarium. It sounds like a vampire. Aquarium.
Wonder if it has anything to do with fish.
Well, we know it might have to do with water. This is our first shout acting that we get from Tom Cruise in this movie. He is screaming into the phone. He is in a glass cage of emotion.
Nice.
He isn't nice. He isn't happy, and Kittredge seems bewildered.
Yeah, why is Tom Cruise so uptight? I mean, Ethan Hunt. Why is Ethan Hunt?
He's not uptight because he says, man. He says, they knew we were coming, man.
You are freaking out, man.
I was like, what is going on? Ethan Hunt doesn't talk like that ever in no movie. If let's say this movie does really well, and they do, I don't know, five more.
Yeah.
He never says the word man again, I think.
No, I don't.
We'll be on the search for it, but he says, like, I'm freaking out, man.
No, I'm the dude. That's what you call me. It does sound really out of place.
Yeah, he is not the dude.
No, he is not.
So, yeah, it's very out of character. Kittredge wants to, he keeps asking him if he's clean. He keeps asking Ethan if he's been followed. And I love that Ethan just turns around and looks as if, oh, well, no, I'm good.
I don't see anybody.
I knew I was supposed to be looking for something when I ran over here.
There's that floating boat that we talked about yesterday.
It's back. It's the floating boat.
The floating boat is back.
When Kittredge asked him if he's clean, I thought maybe he was just calling his sponsor for a second.
Hey, man, I'm going off the rails, man.
My whole team died. Feeling some temptation.
And then Kittredge says he wants Ethan to know that he's not being followed. Not think about it. He actually says, don't think. No. And it's like, okay, Yoda. He's already just told you that his entire team's died, so you know that he's emotionally compromised in this position. We don't know. I think this is a good point to talk. We have no idea what the relationship is between the other IMF agents and Kittredge. He obviously has his phone number, so do they go to like work functions and Christmas parties together? What do you think?
I mean, I would assume that Kittredge is like a head of like a lot of agents, that maybe more than, say, maybe 100 agents or thousands of agents, and he knows Ethan, like, by name.
I bet Kittredge has an open door policy. Come by the office, talk about your feelings.
What a cool boss.
Yeah, he's so cool and funny, too.
And does he sit backwards in the chair and jam with you? Hey, man, tell me what's going on.
Let's get real.
What's going on with you, Ethan?
Let's get real, Ethan.
I like to think the other IMF agents were all just recruited for this mission, like Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, these are all one-offs? Burners?
Yep.
This has all been an elaborate sting operation.
Well, kind of.
We don't know that yet.
Well, you know, I mean, it's also interesting because, you know, it seems like Jim Phelps only brings on the best looking IMF agents he can find. Because, you know, it wasn't like some not a non-looker in the group. You know, they're all like good looking and young.
It's okay, Chris. You can say the word uggo.
Yeah, there was no uggos in the group, or no oldies, or any of that stuff, you know? It's none of that.
Yeah. When he's on the plane, he says, I've already put together your team. Like, I've already put together your team of pretty people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they should get spies and agents, not movie stars.
The oldest one in the group is also not the most attractive one in the group. You know, that's kind of the issue.
There's no way that Kristen Scott Thomas and Tom Cruise walking anywhere would not attract attention.
Exactly. It's like, oh, look at those pretty people over there.
Hey, look, there's Tom Cruise. What's he doing in Prague?
Hey, look, there's Emilio Estevez. I love that guy.
He was great in The Breakfast Club. Men at work, man.
Men at work, man. They knew when we were coming, man.
Coach Bombay.
Oh, Coach Bombay, yeah. We've done some Mighty Ducks.
Oh, my God.
That was done the same year.
Yes, it was.
Wow, it's quite a year for him.
Well, those were some of his last movies before. We talked about this way back in the first three to five minutes. Emilio Estevez hasn't done a big screen movie since this movie and The Mighty Ducks.
Since D3, The Mighty Ducks?
Yeah, I think that was the last one.
The depressing one?
They're all depressing because I don't know how to hockey. I don't know how to hockey.
You don't know how to hockey. That's he didn't even know how to talk. He doesn't even know how to talk hockey.
I don't know how to hockey.
It's so weird that the kickoff for all those kids' sports movies, it's so weird that the kickoff for this one was him getting a DUI.
It's pretty dark.
That is pretty dark.
Well, you're doing a Disney movie. Every Disney movie, a parent dies. So
yeah, and this one, they're already dead.
Yeah, is Goofy's wife dead?
Yeah, well, we've had some theories about what happened to her, but
okay,
but yeah,
you think there was a wife? Like he's not. What's his name? Scooter? Skip?
Max? Goofy?
What? Max? Oh. I was trying to remember Goofy.
I'm like, did we go over to the Muppets now? What? I'm confused.
I couldn't remember his name. But yeah, so you're saying Max is his genetic child, not a not an orphan.
I think so, because they both have trademark characteristics that are could only be hereditary.
Because they're dogs that can speak and walk around.
Right, and they can bend space-time and physics of reality.
Well, we are really staying on this minute. There's a lot going on.
Tom Cruise's man is throwing us off.
Yeah.
This 1 minute takes more than an hour because he's walking for an hour.
Yeah, that's what's so... Yeah, Kittredge says, meet me in an hour. I wanted Tom Cruise to go, no, but I'm ready now. I'm ready now.
Bring me in now.
How far away is this place?
Yeah, what does he do for that hour? I mean, seriously, he's like, I'm on the run. Where do I go for an hour?
I assume there, since he gave a code name for their meetup place, like a color is like, what was it? Something green.
Oh, yeah.
I have to go back and watch. But yeah, he actually says, you know, meet me at Green Site, let's say.
Yeah.
And I assume he has to now walk around Prague and lose any tails he might get on his way there. He can't just walk directly there.
He had to go through the red light district, I'm sure.
That's where you pick up tails.
Exactly.
Well, and last week we learned that Jim has a tail.
Yes, that's true.
If you remember Nathan, when Jim is running across the bridge and he turns around and goes, I've got a tail, Ethan. One of our guests presupposed that he just came out and said,
I wanted to tell you before this guy kills me.
Yeah, he's like, by the way, I'm a lizard man. I have a tail.
And we talked about how that tail picked up his glasses and made the glasses see the whole perspective from a different angle than his head.
Yeah, when he gets shot and the camera actually moves more than your head would. It's his tail. It's his prehensile tail. This is Nathan, you know this. You've seen Mission Impossible.
Yeah, the
you
tail scene Jim is my favorite.
It's canon. I mean,
when he's got that tail.
Yep.
It's like it's really similar. They kind of ripped it off for Shallow Hal when Jason Alexander has a tail.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I've got a tail. And then he tells a story.
This is the tanginest minute ever, and it tastes fantastic. Love it.
Well, we're tangenting for an hour, just like Ethan is.
Yeah, he asks him to meet at this other site. Tom Cruise looks bewildered. And he can't believe that Kittredge is actually in Prague, because Kittredge says, I'll meet you there.
Meet you there in an hour.
It's never, as we've learned, he may be a cool boss. It's never good when your boss says, can you come in here, this room, and have a meeting with me?
Yeah, that's always the worst.
Mr. Hunt, we need to talk.
Mr. Hunt, it's not you.
He's like, you're in Prague? I put in the long distance code for nothing.
Yeah, that was the craziest phone call. That phone call went literally 20 yards. It went around the world and back.
America somewhere.
Well, it probably was. It probably went to Langley and then back out. Man, that call is going to be expensive.
It's like ridiculous.
And once he hangs up the phone, we see Ethan taking in the night skyline of Prague. God, it's beautiful. I see why they shot there. It's amazing. I mean, now we've seen so many movies done in Prague. But at this time in 96, this is the first big budget Hollywood film
to do. What time do you think it is? Because the streets are dead.
It's the middle of the night. They've relit those buildings. Well, we know because it's going to split between this shot where they're showing the buildings and then the next shot when they show the aquarium. let's just explain. The Kavarium is a restaurant, and there, it's an aquarium, obviously. It's and this restaurant is on a set in Pinewood Studios in London. There is no, sorry, tourists, there is no aquarium in Prague.
The architecture completely changes when they go to the reverse.
Yeah, they're walking down this amazing neoclassical street in Prague, and then when they go up to the next thing, it's like dumpy building on the left, dumpy building on the right, an incredibly cool restaurant in the middle.
It's, yeah, they painted it to have a cool font, but it's not anything to write home about the next door place. I'm not going to write home about it at all.
And of course, I double checked online, and it's not Czech though. It's Russian. The spelling of aquarium.
So it's a Russian fish restaurant?
Good to know. It's a Russian fish restaurant in Prague.
I'm assuming you pick your own fish and like you look above. Oh, I want that one that's up there. No, maybe this one's over here.
I would hope so. It's like Red Lobster, but more fun. You're in Prague. Yeah. You order some cheesy biscuits and pick out your fish at aquarium.
We can see from Ethan's point of view the aquarium restaurant, and you can see these ginormous tanks of water above the patrons who were in there eating. First thing I thought was Living Seas Restaurant at Disney World. If you've ever been, that's the first thing I thought. It's an entire wall of water. And it looks like there's water in the back too. Can't really tell yet how much water, but I'd be worried if I was sitting underneath it.
Yeah, I would be too. I don't think I could sit underneath that.
Seems a little dangerous. The water is so heavy. And then, you know, you got to keep those cleans sparkling, otherwise it's going to be very unappetizing if any sort of grime builds up.
See, that's why I think this isn't for eating. I think it's just for show, because when you put like, well, I guess you could have regular fish in there. I was thinking more lobster tanks at, you know, like Red Lobster. Those are nasty.
Why is Kittredge sitting right in the front if they're secret people? Well, it just doesn't seem like you would want to be right there. And you can see him. There's no one else.
He's a super spy.
It's beautiful. There's a full pane window that you can see his entire body. Just in case.
Yeah. It's so he can be. Well, he already told him he wanted him to be meet at green location. So he probably should have said, meet at green location. You can't miss me. I'm right in the front.
Well, I mean, you know, it's kind of weird too. You're right. Cause I mean, it's like, yeah, this guy's like running from, you know, something. And let's just put him out right front, you know, so everybody sees him.
These are the best spies in the world, guys. We've talked about this before. They go right in. They show their faces. They give their real names when they're supposed to give their aliases.
Yeah, I feel like that knock list might be kind of useless because of how often everyone uses their actual names. Or are all of these their specific code names that they keep?
You can call me Kittredge. I'm doing air quotes. Well, this minute literally ends with him walking toward a restaurant, and that takes up at least 15 seconds of this minute. Not a ton going on, so I'm going to make the game really fun. We'll play lightning round of tech of the app. All right, Chris, you got to go. Take me out.
I'm going to go with the fish tanks.
Oh, going with the tech of the fish tanks.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Okay, aquarium fish tank.
I was going to say the filters of the fish tank because they're so sparkling.
Something we don't see but know has to exist. I like that. I like it. You don't have to argue it or anything. It's okay. Other than going for that phone again. It's going to have to go be the aquarium restaurant. It's a great set piece. They built this in Pinewood Studios. I know we all know there's going to be a big stunt scene later. It's an amazing set and super practical. I love it. So that's definitely the tech of the app. Congratulations, aquarium. That is the incredibly short minute 27 because it's mostly Tom Cruise walking. We'll have Nathan back tomorrow if he wants to come back.
Sure, I'll mosey on down here to Houston and some other place. Chicago?
Chicago.
Yeah, I'll be there too.
Come on, man. Come on. It's just the third and the fourth largest cities in the country. Come on, man. Yeah. Just pop on over. You can stay at my place or Chris's, whatever.
Thank you.
Nathan, thanks again for coming in. Minute may have been short, but we have much longer conversations on our Facebook group at the Impossible Minute Force. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter at MinImpossible. And you can find us on... Nope, nothing else. That's it. That's it for today. So I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I'm Nathan. This minute will self-destruct in...
Did you say this minute will self-destruct in?
Oh, yeah. I was I was going to say a time, and then I realized I wasn't supposed to say the time.
Nah, it's even better.
So you're waiting to hear what time it's going to self-destruct, and then, oh my God.
It just blows up.
Yeah. It already happened.